Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning, everyone.
Well, good morning.
Whoa, hey, is that coffee?
This is coffee.
An extra reason for coffee lovers to perk up today.
This is a jumbo coffee morning.
Would you like anything else, sir?
Yeah, I'd like a cup of black coffee, please.
¿Me puedes dar una taza de café, por favor?
I need coffee and an IV.
Is this coffee fresh?
It is National Coffee Day.
I need some coffee.
Can't start today without that fresh
cup of coffee.
Happy National Coffee Day.
Whoa! Take your position. Showtime.
National Coffee Day today.
Woo! Blammo is right.
With the Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up, our executive producer, Morty. Show number 1972. It is Tuesday morning, Carla, 6:09, and I know you're more of a tea person than a coffee person.
I am, but this morning I did it. I had a cup of coffee. I had the nitro this morning.
Wow.
So I know.
You kicked it in.
Oh, did I ever. Man, do I feel that nitro. Woo-wee.
Now, Morty, you're a coffee person, though.
Oh, yeah. That's how I wake up.
Yeah.
I have the timer set to brew coffee.
And how many cups?
Oh, just
one?
Yeah.
Okay.
You do. It's the coffee and the smell, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. My alarm goes off, and then my coffee starts brewing.
I don't think any secret. I've said this before. I've never had a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the smell doesn't do anything for me either.
I love the smell, man.
Do you?
I have friends who hate coffee, but they love that smell.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I do love the smell of coffee. I don't drink it that often, but I do love the smell.
How many cups of coffee does it take to get you going? You know what?
Yeah.
National Coffee Day. Feel free. Give us a call. 702-739-9636. What coffee are you ordering this morning? You know, the grande latte, mucho, whatever it is.
Mucho Supremo, half calf, soy.
Listen, we really need to have you go to Starbucks and order.
Oh, we really don't.
And video it.
Yes,
you know what? When we pull on Jody.
I'm not going to tell you one thing to order either. You're going to figure it out.
When my wife wants to stop at a Starbucks, she'll go, don't even try. I'll just lean over and do the ordering.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Exactly.
But it's so much fun. When
exactly.
I do it.
Exactly.
Sunshine high in the low 90s today, upper 90s tomorrow. It's about 70 now. First take on some entertainment news. Here we go.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Beyonce reached out to a young fan fighting brain cancer over this past weekend after she saw a video of her singing one of her songs, Love on Top. Lyric is the little girl's name. She received flowers along with a note that included a line from the song. She said, honey, I can see all the stars. That's the line. Honey, honey, I can see all the stars all the way from here. I can feel the sun wherever you're near. Beyonce was very moved. And like I say, she sent her flowers the whole bit. This little girl's so cute. We can play it for you in a bit. It was very, very sweet what she said. And then this little girl's reaction. Sienna Miller, this was all over the interwebs yesterday. Sienna Miller says that Chadwick Boseman gave up a chunk of his salary to boost hers for their movie 21 Bridges, which I just watched recently. Good movie. She says that guys don't really do that in Hollywood, but he did it, and nobody really even knew this. He just did it. 21 Bridges, like I say, good movie. Solid cops and just a... And
he was like the producer of it,
really,
too,
yeah,
right?
It was good. It's I don't know what else. It's like a really solid movie. It was good. And spoiler alert, people.
No,
spoiler alert. Dancing with the Stars. Turn down your radio if you don't want to hear it. Okay. Carol Baskin. Bye-bye.
Whoa.
Yay.
Whoa.
Good. She was awful. She was just awful. She should have gone last week, the first week. Came down to her and Anne Heche, and the judges said, nope, we're keeping Anne. Bye-bye, Tiger Queen.
What did she say?
She was awful.
My husband's going to be so happy I'm coming home.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. Yeah. I'm sure he is. Well, this one, anyhow. that is my take for now, sponsored by Silver State Credit Union. Prioritizing people over profit.
You had mentioned this little girl that got flowers from Beyonce.
Yes.
And she's in the hospital. Here's the clip of her reaction when she got the bouquet and some other things.
Beyonce, thank you so much for these flowers. I love you and I can't wait to meet you.
I cannot believe you got flowers from the Queen Bee.
You know why?
Why?
Because I'm a queen.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
She says I only give things to queen and I'm a queen.
You sure are.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Good for you. Good for you. You darn right you are. I'd feel that way if Beyonce sent me anything. Are you kidding?
I'm surprised you're not waiting for a bouquet of flowers
from
or something.
Bay. From Bay. Yeah, I know. Love it.
I love that reaction.
You are a survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
There you go. That's sweet. All right. Dinner and a movie. We have it from the Market Grill Cafe in Summerlin. Plus that movie from Jeff Howard, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. Going to tell you how to win here in about 7-8 minutes. Queen, another one bites the dust. Chance to win a dinner and a movie from the Market Grill Cafe in Summerlin. And that movie, Mighty Oak, from Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. It's a round of The Answer is Always C. Going to play that. Ninth caller. Dial it up, 702-739-9636. The Answer is Always C. Ninth caller, good luck. Hey, Carla, we have KK on the phone. 3 out of 3, and the answer is always C. And KK, you're a big winner, so here we go. Number one.
KK, keep in mind it is National Coffee Day, okay?
I don't drink coffee, but I commend you for having one today.
Well, then you better work hard at this answer is always C quiz.
Keep that in mind. Here we go. Question number one.
KK, a cafe mocha's secret ingredient is A, vanilla, B, mint, or C, chocolate?
C.
Good job, chocolate.
Yes.
Not even
right.
A coffee drinker.
Number two.
A frappe or a frap would be espresso, milk, and A, bourbon, B, soda water, or C, ice?
C.
Ice. Yes, of course.
It.
Third and final question.
This might be a tough one, KK, but an affogato
ooh,
is an espresso poured over what? Is it A, cake, B, pie, or C, ice cream?
C, ice cream.
That's yes. It, my friend.
Not what? Bad for a non-coffee
no,
drinker.
Oh, I know it. Good job, KK.
You got the dinner and a movie, Market Grill Cafe from Summerlin, a $50 gift card, and that movie, Mighty Oak, from Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, all from the Cal-Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you very much.
It is Tuesday morning. Ma'am, what can I get you?
I just want a venti ice latte. 1 pound piece on a light ice latte. I'm sorry.
What about you? What can we get you?
¿Me puedes dar una taza de café, por favor?
Do you want some cream with that?
Sí, por favor, con crema.
All right, what about whipped cream?
También.
A grande or just a small?
Grande, grande.
Just taking orders on National Coffee
yes,
Day today, Carla.
Go.
So everybody's happy. I don't know if people realize it. National Coffee Day today.
Yes, it
so
is.
Suck people, it down.
It's a big day for most people, as a matter of fact. Most people. It's
not on this
day.
Show, but maybe for Morty it
Morty
is.
Morty likes coffee, yeah. I do it about once a week now. I'll do, especially, I'm hooked on that nitro. Oh, man.
Boy,
all it takes is
up.
A little yeah. one. Yeah. Oh.
Just a small one. That's all I need.
Yeah.
Sunshine, high in the low 90s today, upper 90s tomorrow, about 70 outside right now. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Indeed, National Coffee Day. There are some specials out there, too. Just kind of check. Dunkin' has them. Starbucks as well. If you buy, today, you get a free one the next time around. Dunkin', I believe, is doing it I don't even know if you have to buy something at Dunkin'. I think you might have to buy a donut and get the free coffee. So there are some things going on. But I'll tell you, a couple of random coffee facts, Mike. We were just talking about it. The average coffee drinker puts down about 3 cups a day. So there you go. And Americans drink about 146 billion cups every year.
Billion
cups every year. Americans. I If I'm not mistaken, I think we're the biggest coffee drinkers in the country.
When I worked at the mortuary, I would drink 7 to 8 cups of coffee a day.
Oh, well, no one's talking to you there to keep you awake. So
I've heard of those people, though, that will say, I that's all I can do in the morning. I just have to have cup after cup after cup.
Yeah.
And I said, doesn't that affect you at all? When that caffeine high ends,
you
just crash.
Well, I've heard you say, like, if you didn't have a diet soda or something, that you get a headache.
I get headaches.
Yeah, that's called a caffeine withdrawal. That's what that is.
That's what I was going through.
Yes.
And I didn't want to say anything, but I went through it by myself.
Yes, that's right.
But I'm fine now. Okay.
Oh, boy. Go big or go home. I'll tell you, people on social media going nuts over, and Morty, I'm sure you saw this Halloween decoration Home Depot has. It's a 12-foot skeleton, and people are putting it on their lawn, in their backyards, things like that. It's like $300. They're sold out right now. They say they will be getting more in, but it is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It really is pretty cool. I like it a lot. It makes a statement.
Yeah.
And you know what? Good for these people. But yeah. So they're quite popular.
How big?
12 feet.
12 feet.
12 feet. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
12 feet, you know. So you know it's fake because there people aren't 12 feet tall kids. Okay? All right. Whew. And listen to this. A little adult in nature. Women say they fake it in bed.
What?
An average of 18% of the time. Now listen to this. Men say they're right there with them.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes. Men around 16% of the time. So you, I don't know how you guys, or why, but okay.
I don't either. I saw that and I go,
yeah,
oh, that's weird.
I mean, just mention the remote and you guys don't have to fake it.
No.
I don't know what the geez, what? Hello? It also found that 1 in 3 people say they've dumped someone after bad sex. And 4 in 10 people, this makes me so sad, say they've never actually experienced a true ending.
Oh.
Okay.
What's the percentage?
4 out of 10 people.
Wow. Like
4 out of 10, almost half of all
have
people.
Have never experienced.
That perfect ending.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's too bad.
That breaks my heart. That really does. Now, I'm not going to help, but it breaks my heart. It really does.
Wait, are you talking about, like, the cheese and meat platter after with...
Yes, Morty. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
If that's what you want to call it.
The crudité afterwards. Yes, exactly. That
tomato, tomato, whatever you want to call it.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, man, it's Tuesday. A few things you should know. Sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Playoffs start today. Carla, I know that doesn't mean a lot to you.
For what?
For baseball.
For what? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Baseball, football, basketball.
Oh, that's so
hockey,
cute. Oh, gosh.
7:26. Tell everybody what happened to you other night.
Really?
And maybe this should be a warning to a lot of people have this app.
You know, we share a lot of personal stuff on this show. I don't know why, quite honestly. Well, because it's suggested, I guess.
I don't think it helps, but.
So sleep apps. There are some sleep apps out there. They're really good. And they record, like, when you snore or anytime you wake up, it records it. It records it all through the night as it's tracking your sleep.
Oh.
And also found out that if you don't, you know, just get out of bed in the morning and you stay in bed with someone else. And do something other than talk, and it records that too.
It records everything.
Yeah, if you forget to turn that off, it records everything.
Did you forget to turn it off?
Yeah. And oh my God,
So did you listen to it?
Why did this? What is this that recorded?
Uh-huh.
Well, I tried to listen to it, but I can't. I can't even listen
to
myself.
Even...
I can't.
Wow.
I had fun, but I can't. I couldn't. Honest to God, it was, I don't even know. There was like an hour and a half of it. It was like, I can't. Okay,
90 20, minutes?
20
wow,
seconds.
Good for you.
Oh, thank you. Well,
you know
thank
what?
You. Yeah, thank you.
Go ahead and brag. So 90 minutes.
I'm blushing.
After, and that's hard to do.
It was a symphony. That's hard, the symphony.
That's hard to get Carla to blush.
Yeah, it's embarrassing when you. It's like what is the, you know? Did I snore or did I wake up? What did I do? And it was like,
well, this
oh,
ain't
dear
snoring.
God, that's me and you. Wow. Yeah.
So watching yourself on video is one thing, but just listening to the soundtrack.
I have to be honest. I think I would rather watch myself than just hear the audio. I really.
Has anybody else?
Oh,
has this happened to anybody else?
Hey.
That might have these sleep apps where, like, yeah. Carly, you forget to physically turn it off.
Oh, my gosh. And now. I'm worried because, Morty, you downloaded, and I was going to do it yesterday, but I got caught up in the recording, the new update for the iPhone. And you said there's a thing on there. It'll tell you, like, if somebody is recording you or an app is recording you.
Yeah, there's
you,
a little dot
like that
shows up in the top right corner.
So now I'm, like, hypersensitive to anything being recorded. I know that we are recorded each day, and I... Oh, my God, this is no joke. I don't know if anyone has dealt with this in any way.
What's going on?
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
If you don't instantly fall in love with it, you can return it for a full refund.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Always a phone call away. Text 702-739-9636. Carla had a little slip up the other night.
Oh, my gosh.
Not turning off the sleep app.
No. And it records everything.
Everything.
Yeah, even when you're, awake.
Just laying around.
Not drinking coffee. Oh,
has this,
Lordy.
We wanted to know if this has happened to you. Now, Michael's on the phone. Michael, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good. Have you been caught by your sleep app?
Actually, I've been caught by Alexa. You forget she's in the room.
Oh, you guys.
That's why Alexa's not in my room.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah, so you'll hear random questions. Would you like to hear this? Did I do this correctly? So, yeah, so... You might want to disable that when you're in there.
I am the least technical person on this show.
Oh, no.
I never even would have thought about
that. Yeah. Oh, no.
Much less the app. I don't even know how to set that up. But Alexa, you forget
Michael,
all the things she can do.
You are a lifesaver, Michael. You are a lifesaver.
That could be embarrassing, too, because like someone like me having someone that doesn't live with me over.
Yes, exactly.
And then Alexa starts telling them what I ordered and what's on the way. They don't need to know that.
And then...
Or if you have other partners.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Oh, Jesus.
It's like a parent.
Oh, my God. She can rat you out.
Yes.
Wow.
Michael, thank you so much for...
Yes.
You know what? This is like a public service announcement.
Oh, my God. No kidding. You are awesome. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You're welcome. Have a great day, you guys.
Morty, what were you reading?
No, I Googled, what can you do in 90 minutes?
Because
minutes?
yes, Carla was bragging.
I wasn't bragging. I said that's how long... whatever.
90 minutes.
I didn't realize. What
you can
do
a workout.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You could help a senior with grocery shopping.
Yes.
You could do a few loads of laundry. And you could play a full game of football.
See? There you go.
In 90 minutes.
And
you can go for a walk, and you'd be surprised how far you could go in a 90-minute time period.
Google is so specific. Mm-hmm.
Instead of just, laying around doing the
Oh, my gosh.
Poo-poo.
Oh, wow. One of our listeners said, Carla, at least you don't scream in your sleep and snore when you,
We haven't heard the audio, so we don't know.
Yeah, no, it would have been better if there was snoring, believe me. Just telling you again.
Bring it in and let us decide.
No.
We could do the secret sound contest.
She's going to bring audio of Jurassic Park.
And if you want proof, I can show you I have proof. But I am so not. I can't.
Right.
I can't touch it. I'm afraid it will come on.
Uh-huh.
I'm afraid it's going to come on. I can't touch it.
All right.
Oh.
Anybody else?
702-739-9636.
Text or call. Oh, hold on. Sorry, Bonnie.
Oh.
That was actually Carla's app.
Hang on.
Mike and Carla, good morning.
Good morning. This is Christopher, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Hey, Christopher, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. To go back to your recordings, do you remember those old tape recorders where you used to put the tape in and then you hit play record?
Oh, yeah.
All I had was play record and drive fast forward?
Yeah.
Well, me and one of my ex-girlfriends one time, we just wanted to hear what it sounded like.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Because we didn't have a tape recorder,
because
I thought we tried to use
another
tape recorder.
Hold on, honey. Let me get the tape. Yeah. Oh, shoot. Do you have a pencil? Hold on a second.
Or I have to flip it over.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Christopher, the funny thing is, if people admit it, I think there are hundreds of people out there who would love to do that. And actually, I wonder what we sound like.
Yeah. Not look like,
no.
Just sound like.
When we were young, you know, just got out of high school.
Oh, wow.
And we were playing around.
Compare high school sound to adult sound now.
Well, I'll be honest, Christopher, as you know now, you think you sound amazing. But in reality...
Well, wow. This is coming from a woman who just said, you know, 90 minutes.
Oh, well, that was...
Just when I thought I knew you?
Well, there you go.
I can't even imagine why you're not wearing a cape. Have a great day, Christopher.
You guys do the same, Mama.
That's too funny.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On 96.3.
So suck on that.
KKLZ.
Oh, on National Coffee Day, hopefully everybody's having a good Tuesday morning. Mike and Carla Morning Show at about 8:07. And thank you very much. Just a shout out to everybody who took part in the More Than Pink virtual walk.
Yes.
To benefit Susan G. Komen Foundation in their fight against breast cancer. We had a good time out at Green Valley Ranch doing the, what was it? That's not Facebook Live.
No, we were actually on Zoom. Yes, we were on Zoom doing that. And you know, they had a pretty nice setup, but it was fine and it was working and everything, yeah. But hard to do anything on the computer in the sunlight.
Yeah.
Like,
God bless all the volunteers trying to hold the laptop computer.
We're trying to move into the shade so we can see, and everybody's holding, and it's a big laptop, yeah. Too. So it's like, oh, God, okay.
As the computer started to sink down, you knew that person's arms were getting tired. Somebody would have to come over. I don't know. But now, Friday, mark your calendar, this Friday, October 2nd, it's Paint Nevada Pink. Wear pink everywhere you go. Make sure to make that breast cancer screening appointment within the next 12 months. You want to take the pledge, tap the free KKLZ app or go to 96.3kklz.com. Sunshine going to be nice today, tomorrow. This is about the nice time of the year.
Oh, it sure is.
That we love. High in the low 90s today, upper 90s tomorrow, 75 now. And another take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, if you did not know, Marie Osmond left The Talk after just one season. They kicked off their new season about a week ago or so. Now, sources say that Sharon Osbourne and Cheryl Underwood are the reason Marie Osmond left. They supposedly threatened to quit if she wasn't fired. I don't know what the deal was there.
Wow.
But, yes, that's what I'm thinking. Cat fight. Girls are dumb, too. So women are just evil. They're mean. They're evil. And I'm one of them. I'm not mean and evil, but they sure can be. We love each other. We're so supportive until we're not.
Yeah.
The record label that the K-pop band BTS records for just went public. And since all of the members of the group have shares in it, they each made almost $8 million apiece just off of that. And the boss of the label is now a billionaire.
Oh.
Wow. Wow and wow. WAP, Mike, you'll be glad to know it's not going anywhere anytime soon. Cardi B just trademarked it for use on products, clothing, headwear, footwear, bags, purses, beverages, jewelry. So, yeah, I'm going to get my little WAP necklace right there. WAP.
Is it WAP or WAP?
Well,
depending on where you're from, I guess.
Maybe it's WAP. Yeah.
Okay.
If you really think about the, you know, and use your diction correctly.
So based on the song.
Your diction correctly.
Your diction. based on the song, she's going to add this to clothing and
oh, and it when she'll become a billionaire products. Because okay. of it. Yeah. Wow. Yep, exactly.
Good.
And it is, yeah, I know. And it's a question that apparently has plagued the greatest minds in pop culture. And that is, when does 24's Jack Bauer pee? People are wondering, when does he go to the bathroom?
Now, he
people have gone back. That's just it. Now, producers say, well, just assume that you know, anytime he's not on screen, he's using the bathroom.
Or during a commercial
break.
Yes,
right. But people aren't buying that.
Or no, when he jumps into a river.
They're not buying it at all. But then, yes, that could be. But they say you don't see him eat much either. You know, except the first show he had some yogurt, but you don't see him eat much. So people are very concerned. This has been this ongoing chatter on Twitter. It's
with everything
funny.
Else going on.
You know,
like
what?
It is.
Good. I'm glad this is what we're talking about.
Because okay.
there's a big debate tonight. This is what they should talk about. First question. Hi. Do you, either one of you actually know what TikTok is? either one? Okay. You both have to pee. All right. Great.
Hold on. We're going to take a little break.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. No answer.
Boxers or brief depends.
Yes, let's go with that.
Yeah. That is my take for now, sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
Good morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
So I'm going to assume that there was alcohol involved in this story at some point, where a guy filmed his buddy jumping into the ocean to hang with a basking shark.
Oh, okay.
Now, basking sharks, from what I know, they just eat plankton, really don't bother humans.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay. Here, still, the word shark is still
right.
in there.
Yeah.
They have teeth. Wow.
So this is the guy filming his buddy jumping into the ocean to play with his shark until they realize it might be the wrong type of shark.
We're in reverse.
Oh. That was a bad idea.
Get on the boat. Ryder.
Oh, I touched it!
Oh, jeez. Dude, that's not a basking shark, dude. Ryder.
Dude.
Yeah, right. Yeah. His name's Ryder, so there's the first sign that he's going to jump into the ocean with sharks.
Oh, ended up to be a great white shark.
That's great. That's beautiful.
The thing was huge.
Beautiful, yeah.
You saw the video?
I did.
Oh,
we're
going
to need a bigger boat.
Dude.
The moment he hit the water, I'm like, that is not a basking shark.
Well,
no.
Make fun, or you might get an email from the shark.
Yeah.
That's not a basking shark, dude.
Dude.
Ryder.
Basking shark.
This happened to a friend of mine, and this was not on purpose, but on accident out at Lake Mead.
Uh-huh.
You know, you walk on that pier to the little store and stuff, and there's all the people feeding the, I don't know what it is, carp or bass.
I think they're carp, the big old mouth open.
She fell in.
Yeah. Oh, geez, and they just start nipping at her.
slimy. They're just gross.
She just fell in, Mike. Was there alcohol involved
there? No, there wasn't.
Really? Yeah. Just tripped?
Just walking along.
That pier's not wobbly in any way. It's kind of sturdy
really
to walk down there.
It is pretty sturdy.
Why would you get so close to where you just fall?
Wow. Oopsie.
Yeah. Which to me would be like the grossest thing ever. To be,
I know.
I'm not worried about them biting me. They're just gross.
Right. Yeah. That's why I'm saying it's just gross to me and slimy.
I'm worried about what's in the water.
Yeah. Well, if they can live in it,
it's carp.
Yes.
Well, they survive anything.
Just be careful, people.
Yeah,
be careful of the water.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, a guy in Florida broke into his neighbor's house last week because he said God told him to. He also fought with cops who came to the scene. He then threw the Bible at him.
Doink.
And he's been, since then, he's been arrested.
Aw.
I mean, you know, any time that I did something and got caught and blamed God, I would just...
I never have blamed God.
Not at all?
No. Never, ever, ever.
Well, at least he was consistent with the Bible.
Oh boy, no! Right. I never blame God for my mistakes. No.
You want to keep that card?
Yeah, exactly. Listen, yeah,
I'm in enough trouble as it is.
Yeah, I don't need to blame you because I may need you at some point. Jeez.
You're the guy that blamed me, huh?
Yeah, not me.
Well, guess what?
The other guy who threw the Bible wasn't me.
Guy in France recently lost his kindergarten teaching job because he's covered head to toe in tattoos. Has surgically blackened demon eyes.
Oh, well, all right.
Which I guess scares the kids, and then they go home crying to their
mom. Yeah. I would think tattoos are okay, but, you know, okay.
Surgically demoned eyes. But he's still teaching the older kids. I guess they dig it.
Maybe he needs to be.
I wonder what he teaches.
I know. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm pretty sure he's been. Yeah, maybe. That could be true. Sure, somebody wants to thump him with a Bible, though, at some point. What'd you do to your eyes?
Hold on. Jeez. I thought I had that here.
Oh my gosh. Oh, what, the Bible thumping?
Yeah, or the doink.
The doink.
Yeah,
yes,
the doink.
That's it. That's exactly
it. Here it is.
There.
Oh, look at those demon eyes going around and around and around.
Jeez. Well, listen, a three-legged bear recently robbed a Florida home.
What?
A three-legged bear, Mike. Yeah, the bear.
Three-legged bear.
And I'm reading this. The bear hopped into an open garage before stealing just a bottle of Diet Coke. Then he hopped away into the woods to enjoy his Diet Coke. That's all. And I know you wouldn't have gotten along with him because you're a Pepsi guy. So.
Right. I would have been very upset.
Well, he's a three-legged bear. He had to grab what he could and hop off. And you listen, I'm doing the best I can here. Coke was up front. Jeez. Did you move things? No.
I get made fun of enough.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, just give me the Coke and let me go.
Imagine him going back to his wife. Well, did you move things around? Well, no. It was right up front. Well, there's probably Pepsi in the bag. Yeah. If you had to move things. Listen, and a TSA worker fired. He was not paying attention. Now, another coworker said, you know, TSA is constantly failing plainclothes inspections. I worked with a guy who got fired because someone showed him an ID with a picture of Mickey Mouse on it, and he let the person go through because he wasn't paying attention. Oh, man, that's kind of scary, actually. So,
I wonder how many times that happens.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you're at the end of your shift, and you're...
Well,
that
might be, because I'm telling you, they look at that, they look at me. They look at that, they look at me, because I don't have my glasses on in my picture. They make you take your glasses off now, which is odd. It's like, here, let me take my glasses off.
And then dip your mask down a little bit.
Yes, and I pull my mask down a little bit. Can you see? There's the mole right there.
Yeah.
Can you see the mole? But Mickey Mouse gets through. Okay, I see how it is. Okay, sure, whatever. It is Tuesday, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
At the end of every show, a little bit of good news to kind of start your day on a positive note. I hope this story out of Texas. A little 14-year-old fella, young man, 14 years old, recently obtained a college degree.
What did he do? Rip it off?
A community college in Tarrant County. Now, he's 14.
Uh-huh.
Ian is his name. His 16-year-old sister, Haley, also got her bachelor's degree from Texas Women's University. Now, they're going to go on to do great things. Ian, again, he's 14. He already owns a gaming company.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to attend medical school. That's it. He's applying and quite certain he'll get into med school. It's Doogie Howser is what it is.
Just when you thought
14.
You were a catch, Matt.
Yeah,
Morty.
I know. Look at Ian.
Hey, I can play video games.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I can play video games.
Yeah, I'm your doctor.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
And 16. Oh, my God. Company.
Mom and Dad probably sang when he was little.
Are you just going to sit there all day playing video games?
Yes.
Who is Zelda? Who is that? Who is Zelda?
I'm going to own a company one day, Mom.
Yeah, I am. You watch, wait, and see.
That's great. I love stories like that.
Wow, I know. Okay.
So is it too late for us?
Here
no.
I am.
Yes.
Yes.
No, way too late.
For us it is,
Morty. Oh, please, Morty.
You go. Do great things, Morty.
We'll open the window. You spread your wings and fly.
I'll tell ya, just today. I'll tell ya, I'm ready to fly. Oh, man.
I have a line, but I'll give it to you off the air. So... you know, if you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it,
yes,
at 96.3kklz.com. Mike and Carla Page, just submit it to that. Or if you have a feel-good story, by all means, just dial us up.
Mm-hmm.
702-739-9636. Before we kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, Wendy Rush going to keep the company throughout the main part of the day. National Coffee Day today.
Yes, it is.
People still sucking it down. Be careful what apps you have on when you're in the bedroom.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
And what other devices you have on.
Yeah, well.
Because they can record stuff you might not want to hear.
Man.
And before you jump in the water, make sure you know what kind of shark you're jumping in with. That's all I'm saying.
It's not a bad shark. You're good. You're good.
I think.
It's not the kind with teeth. You're all right.
I mean, it's a metaphor, too.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, it is.
So, hopefully you enjoyed your morning. Have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. We're back tomorrow.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.